We are going to read today's key passage first in English.
我们今天先要读今天的主要的经文，先用英文读。
And then the Chinese verses, please turn to your Bibles.
中文的话，请大家打开圣经。
In English first.
中文，英文先读。
Let's begin. Go into the village over there, he said. As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with his colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say, the Lord needs them, and he will immediately let you take them. This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, Tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt. The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, Praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest heaven. The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. Who is this? They asked.
好，大家读中文，是马太福音21:2。我们一起读。21:2，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说：“你们往前面村子里去，必看见一批驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一起。”你们解开牵到我这里来若有人对你们说你们就说主要用他那个人必立刻让你们牵来是要应验先知的话说要对西安的居民说看哪、你的王来到你们这里是温柔的又骑着驴就是骑着驴驹子门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行牵着驴和驴驹来把自己的衣服搭在上面耶稣就骑上众人多半把衣服铺在路上还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上前行后随的众人喊着说活塞纳那归于大卫的子孙应当称颂的高高在上的活塞纳耶稣就进了耶路撒冷何曾都惊动了说这是谁
Thank you. May God bless those who read His word.
谢谢大家。愿主能够保守今天读他话语的人。
Imagine yourself in Jerusalem more than 2,000 years ago.
大家想象一下，如果你是2000年前在耶路撒冷城的话。
There was a huge crowd there.
那有一大群人。
They actually came to celebrate the Passover.
他们在那里是为了庆祝逾越节。
Then they heard that Jesus was going to come.
他们那时候听到耶稣就要来了。
Just imagine Times Square at New Year's Eve.
大家想象一下，就像纽约的时代广场在新年的晚上的话
，thousands and thousands of people，
就是千千万万的人在那里聚集。
And imagine the Space Needle in Seattle.
大家想象一下，这个西雅图的那个电视塔，大家同样的时间也是会发生同样的事情。
The historian Josephus estimated that there were 2 million people there each year for Passover.
大概是有估计，那个时候在逾越节在耶路撒冷的时候，他差不多有200万人会到耶路撒冷去。
And they sacrificed about 250,000 lambs during Passover.
在那个逾越节的时候，他们会杀25万只羊来庆祝这个逾越节。
It's a huge event.
这是一个很巨大的一个节日。
Palm Sunday was extra special.
这个棕榈叶的星期日是一个特别的。
Sometimes one or two gospels record an event in Jesus' life.
有时候我们的四本福音书中有一两本书就记录了耶稣的事情。
Sometimes one event in Jesus' life would be recorded in three Gospels.
有时候耶稣所行的一件事情在三本福音书中都有记载。
But Palm Sunday is one of the few events that's recorded in all four Gospels.
这个棕榈月主日的话是唯一是很少的几件事中间其中一件，它是在四本福音书上都有记载。
They were waving palm branches and shouting Hosanna, which means Lord save us.
那个时候人们就在那里叫啊，手挥啊，然后他们在挥舞那个棕榈叶，他的意思就是说，他们喊着何塞纳，就是神你拯救我们。
This is what I feel about the word Hosanna.
这个我就是这个何塞纳这个字对我的感觉。
How did a word that means Lord save us become a praise?
怎样说呢，这个字何塞纳是神你拯救我们变成了一个赞美这个字。
Because I think there are so many different ways that in our lives, in our words, we can praise God.
我们想到我们有很生活中有很多的字眼和词句可以来赞美神。
Because praising God doesn't just only include saying, praise you, praise you. There are many other ways to praise God.
赞美神不是说哎呀我就是赞美赞美你，那有很多的字可以用来赞美神。
I think when you ask God to help us and to save us, it is a way of praising Him.
我想如果你求神能够拯救我们，其实是一种赞美神的办法。
Because you would ask God to save you only if you believe that He can save you.
因为只有你相信神能拯救你的话，你才会和对神说，请你拯救我。
The way that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, you all know, is very significant because He rode on the colt of a donkey.
大家知道是耶稣基督进耶路撒冷城的办法是一个很重要的一个事情，它是很特殊，就是他骑在一个驴驹子上进耶路撒冷城。
But as I chose the title for this message, some appearances can be deceiving.
我今天选了这个标题，就是说有一些外表的话是会欺骗人的。
Because a conquering king would usually come on a white donkey.
Sorry. 因为这个如果是这个是王进城的话，他是会骑着一个大白马进来的。
But Jesus didn't come to establish an earthly kingdom.
但是主耶稣基督并不是到地上来建立一个地上的王国。
He came to free us from ourselves.
他来使我们从我们这个最终能够自由出来。
Four generations before Jesus was born, there was a man called Judas Maccabeus.
大概差在耶稣基督诞生的四代之前，就是四个年代之前，有一个人叫犹大马克伯斯。
He was called the Hammer. That was his nickname.
他又有一个代号，他有一个绰号叫做榔头。
Because he came to fight the Syrians who at that time were occupying Jerusalem.
因为那个时候他起来能够带领大家反对占领耶路撒冷的那些亚述人。
Now in 163 BC, he entered Jerusalem riding on a powerful white horse.
大概是在公元前163年前，他然后带他去进这个耶路撒冷城，他那个时候骑的是一个高头大白马。
And the people shouted and waved palm branches.
那个同样的，大家就民众就在那里大声喊叫，然后也对着他挥舞这个棕榈叶。
Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
就是何塞纳，保守那个奉主名来拯救我们的人。
Judas was their hero.
那个犹大是他们的英雄。
Some of them thought he was the Messiah.
有些人那个时候想他就是那个弥赛亚。
Now Frederick Handel, who composed the Messiah, also composed music in his honor called Judas Maccabeus.
那个亨德斯就是一个大作曲家，写了那个何塞纳那首曲子的弥赛亚那首曲子的，他也同样写了一首很著名的这个曲子，叫做犹大马克伯斯。
When they entered the city, they cleaned out the temple.
当这个马克伯斯进这个耶路撒冷城的话，他就洁净了那个圣殿。
They burned incense.
他们烧了香。
They offered sacrifices.
他们也献了祭。
And they lit a huge menorah that burned for 8 days.
他们也点了一个巨大的这个灯台，这个灯台这样点着的话，点了8天。
To this day, when the Jews celebrate Hanukkah, that's what they are memorializing.
那现从 到现在为止，当那些犹太人庆祝这个 Hanukkah 这个节日的时候，他们也记得这件事情，他们也做这样的事情。
For 8 days, they celebrate the Festival of Lights.
差不多有八天的时间之久，他们就是在这里庆祝这个灯的这个节日。
But in history, not long after the Maccabean revolt, Judas was killed in battle.
就是在历史上。但实际上在历史上这个马克伯造反以后差不多不久以后他就是这个马克伯就被杀了。
It leads us to think that the people were deceived twice. First time when Judas came in to Jerusalem, second time when Jesus came in, they both times they expected a king that would free them from the enemy.
所以说那个时候人们就是差不多被欺骗了两次。第一次是马克伯是到耶路撒冷来，第二次是耶稣到耶路撒冷来。那个时候那些人们都在想都在盼望他们能够从罗马手中能够自由。
But I wonder if you will agree with me that we don't need freedom from our enemies, we need freedom from ourselves.
不知道大家同意没有，我们并不是要从我们的敌人那里得自由，我们要从我们自己身上得自由。
I think that God's priority is not to heal us from our sicknesses necessarily.
我想神要做的最重要的事情并不是一定要治疗我们身上有的这个疾病。
Otherwise, all Christians would be 100% healthy, low cholesterol, not overweight.
不然的话我们这些基督徒差不多都是要100%都是身体健康的，应该没有高血脂、高血压这些病了。
I don't think that is really God's priority.
我想那个不是神要做的最重要的事情。
God's priority is to free me from myself and my sin.
神要做的这个最重要的事情就是把我从自己的这个从自己身上能够得自由。
God wants to give us His vision so we see life from His perspective.
神要给我们这样一个意象，让我们要站在他的角度上来看我们的生活。
Sometimes people joke around and say, whenever you want to serve God, then Satan throws something in the way that makes it harder for you to serve him.
有时候人们这样说，你有时每一次你想要侍奉神的时候，那个撒旦就会把一些障碍放在你前面，让你变成侍奉神变成很困难。
Yesterday afternoon, for no reason, in my basement, water starts coming in under the wall.
昨天下午也不知道是什么事情，也没有什么原因，我的地下室那边呢就开始漏水，那个水从墙上出来。
So once the water boiler had leaked before, but yesterday the water boiler was dry, but there was water all over the floor.
以前呢有一次呢，我这个热水器呢是漏过一次水的，但是昨天的那个热水器呢是完全干的，但是那个地上呢都是水，不知道从哪里来。
But God gave me the right perspective.
但是神给了我一个合适的、正确的这个意见。
I was still thankful to him that I was home when this water came in instead of when I was in New York last week for 8 days.
我还是要感谢神，因为昨天我感谢神为什么呢？因为昨天神让我在家里头，如果我不在家里，就像上一周我在纽约连续八天在纽约的话，这个事情就不知道有多糟了。
God is trying to free us from our own.Bondage.
神要在那里把我们身上自己的限制能够让我们拿掉，让我们得自由。
I praised him and I thanked him because when the fire happened, I was in New York. When the flood happened, I am at home.
我要感谢他，我要赞美他，因为以前着火的时候我在纽约，现在漏水的时候我在家里。
Fire, I don't want to see.
我不想看见那个着火的场面。
So it happened when I was gone.
所以它就发生在我离开这个地方的时候。
Water, I want to be there so I can throw towels on the floor when it happens.
但是如果是漏水的话，我就希望我在那里，那样的话我可以用这个毛巾把地上水吸干。
No matter what, God wants to give us a proper perspective on life.
不管怎样，神都是给我们最好，给我们生命中对我们来说是最好的东西。
Another interesting thing, beginning of the week, I prepared a message.
另外一个有趣的事情，在这周开始的时候，我那时候准备了一篇讲道。
Then in the middle of the week, I realized it's Palm Sunday. I should talk about Palm Sunday, so I changed the whole message in the middle of the week.
在这个一周的中间几天的时候，我想起来这周的主日是棕榈树主日，我应该 改一下这个题目，所以我把整个题目全部换掉，就讲这个棕榈树主业。
Not only God can give us peace in all of these confusing things that happen every day.
只有神能够给我们平安。我们知道我们每天就会有很多乱七八糟的事情发生。
I'm sure if there is too much water in my basement, I can ask anyone who's called Moses and tell them to come to my house and just part the water.
我想，如果我的地下室有太多水的话，我一定可以找到一个弟兄，那些弟兄就像摩西一样，叫这个水分开着，我的地上的水就没有了。
Who knows when I go home this afternoon how much water will be there?
我也不知道今天下午回家的时候那边有多少水。
But it doesn't matter.
不是很要紧的事情。
Maybe I get another new house out of it.
如果这样，有可能我会因为漏水的话，我又去找一个新房子。
It's not that serious. Some people look at Jesus the same way today.
有一些人今天看耶稣基督也是这样看他的。
We have our own concept of what we want from Jesus, and when he doesn't deliver, we leave him.
我们有自己的概念，我们有自己的想法，我们要想问耶稣要什么。如果得不到我们所要的话，我们就离开这个耶稣。
Some people go to church as if it's just a social event.
有一些人到这个教会来，因为认为这个教会就是一个社会的一个机构，我们到这里来是社会活动的。
We speak highly of Jesus with our mouth.
我们嘴上把这个耶稣基督讲得很高大。
King of kings, Lord of lords.
是王中的王，是祖中的主。
King of other kings, but not king of Mike.
他这个王呢是其他王的王，其他王中的王，但是他不是我王小谷的王。
2,000 years ago, they came to see Christ because he had just raised Lazarus from the dead.
2000年前那些民众来看这个耶稣，因为他们知道这个耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活了。
They may have thought that if he could raise someone from the dead, he can surely kick out the Romans and give us our freedom.
那个时候人们想，他既然能够使一个死人从死里复活，他当然可以把那些罗马人从我们中间赶走了。
But Jesus had no intention of establishing an earthly kingdom.
但是耶稣基督并没有这个想法，要建立一个地上的王国。
Jesus wants to come into our hearts and change the world from the inside out.
耶稣基督想到我们心里面来，要让我们自己内心的世界能够完全的变化。
See what the Pharisees were saying about Jesus.
大家看一下这个法利赛人怎样说耶稣的。
They were worried that Jesus would lead people away from them and follow him instead of following the Pharisees.
那些法利赛人那个时候就很害怕耶稣基督把其他的人能够带走，能够离开，而且那些其他人就因为信了耶稣基督之后就不再相信他们法利赛人。
It says that was the reason so many went out to meet him, because they had heard about this miraculous sign, that is the raising of Lazarus. Then the Pharisees said to each other, "There's nothing we can do. Look, everyone has gone after him."
那时候这个法利赛人就是这样讲的，他说是。那些人去跟着他，因为他耶稣基督把拉撒路从死里复活了，但是那些拉撒路说那些法利赛人说那些这个事情我们也不能行，我们也没有什么办法。
See, they too were deceived by appearances.
大家看到这个法利赛人也被外表所欺骗了。
They thought that these people would be faithful to Jesus, but they were wrong, because in a few days they turned against Jesus and said, crucify him.
那时候法利赛人认为这些民众会跟着耶稣走的，但是他们那些法利赛人也弄错了，这些民众过了几天以后他们就在那里叫着说钉死他。
Because when Jesus doesn't give people what they want, they leave him.
这是为什么呢？因为耶稣基督没有给那些民众他们所要的东西，没有给他们的话，他们就离开耶稣了。
I didn't get accepted into that college.
我没有被那个大学所接收。
I didn't get an A on that test, even though I didn't study for it.
我那个考试我没有得到 A, 即使我没有学那个考试。
I didn't get that boyfriend or that girlfriend.
我没有得到那个男朋友，也没有或者没有得到那个女朋友。
Jesus didn't make the water stop flowing in my house, even though I prayed.
耶稣基督也没有让我家里的地上的漏水能够停止，即使我在那里已经祷告过了。
But Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world."
那个时候，耶稣就回答比拉，回答比拉多说：“我的国不属于这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，以致我。
”But realize that God has a plan. He actually has a plan.
大家要这里意识到，神是有一个计划的。
His plan didn't end with His Son coming to the world.
那个神的计划并不是随着他的儿子耶稣基督到地上来而终止。
God is not surprised by things that are happening here today.
神也不会为今天我们在这个世界上发生的事情而惊讶。
He's not pleased with what we do.
他神对我们所行的，他并不高兴。
But he's not wringing his hands in heaven saying, "Oh, what am I going to do?"
但是神也没有这个手在那里捶胸顿足的说我要做什么事情呢？
Because God is never surprised.
因为神从来不被事情所惊讶。
And why is he not surprised? Because he's not deceived by appearances like we are.
为什么他不被事情所惊讶呢？因为他从来不会被我们的外表所欺骗。
Things may look bad now.
有些事情看上去很不好，很不好。
But they're going to be so much better when Jesus comes back.
但是当耶稣基督回来以后，很多事情就会变好了。
Are you being deceived by appearances today?
你是不是被今天外面的发生的这个表面上的事情而欺骗呢？
Just imagine this. Jesus came into Jerusalem. He knew what they were going to do in a few days, but he still came.
大家想象一下，耶稣基督那个时候来到耶路撒冷，他知道过几天会发生什么事情，但是他还是来了。
He still came in love.
他还是带着爱来到那里。
He still wanted to bring peace.
他那时候还是想把和平带到他们中间。
Don't be deceived by what you see.
不要被你所看见的所欺骗。
A very funny story about a woman flying from Seattle to San Francisco.
我这里有个有趣的故事，有一个妇人从西雅图然后坐飞机到三藩市去。
That's the way I went back to New York. I went from Seattle to San Francisco, then to Philadelphia, then to Newark, and then finally to my father's little town.
我每次去纽约，去我爸爸那个住的小城也是这样的。先从这里坐到三藩，然后从三藩坐到费城，然后从费城再坐到纽约，是不是？
New Jersey.
然后到 New Jersey， 然后才开车到这个我爸住的小汤去。
Totally, I could have gone to China 2 times.
差不多呢，我就相当于去中国去了两次了。
God is not surprised because He knows what's going on.
神并不惊讶，因为神知道什么事情会发生。
But the plane that this woman was on was diverted to Sacramento because it couldn't land in San Francisco.
这个妇人坐的飞机呢，没有去那个三藩，而是呢先到了那个 Sacramento， 就是加州的首府叫那个
Sacramento，
然后。
So they had to wait there for 50 minutes.Before they could fly over to San Francisco.
因为这个情况呢，所以他们呢就要在这个 Sacramento 这个城呢先待上50分钟，然后才能到那个三藩去。
Everybody was allowed to get off the plane to stretch their legs in the terminal for about an hour.
机上的每一个人呢都可以下飞机，然后呢到这个休息室呢去把他的腿脚伸一下，然后放松一下。这个差不多呢可以在那里机场里待一个小时。
Except for this one woman because she's blind.
机上呢有一个妇人，她呢就是那个妇人，她呢因为她是瞎的，所以。
And so her seeing eye dog was sitting with her in the cabin.
他那时候坐在这个机舱里面，他边上呢有一个导盲犬。
The pilot was nice.
那个机长呢很和蔼。
He came into the cabin.
他到了机舱里面呢。
He says, "Wouldn't you like to get off the plane to stretch your legs?"
他问那个妇人，你愿不愿意下飞机，然后伸展一下你的腿脚？
The blind lady said, "No, but maybe my dog would like to stretch his legs."
那个瞎眼的妇人说，我就不用下飞机了，但是我那个导盲犬呢，愿意下飞机呢，然后伸展一下。
Now picture what happens when the people see the pilot walking off the plane with a seeing eye dog.
大家想象一下，这个事情会发生什么样的结果？那个很多机上的人那里看着这个机长带着那个导盲犬下飞机。
And to make things worse, he's wearing dark glasses too.
那个事情更糟糕的事情，那个机长呢，不但带着这个导盲犬，还带着一个墨镜。
People started running all over the terminal trying to switch to another plane.
那个机上的飞机乘客看见这个情况以后呢，就在这个机场里面跑，然后希望去找另外一架飞机乘。
Who wants to go to San Francisco with a guy like that?
谁愿意到三藩去就坐这样的飞机，这个机长是这样子的。
So Palm Sunday is really a good reminder that we are often deceived by what we see.
这个棕榈树主日真的是对我们一个提醒，我们是时时被那些外面的事情外表所欺骗。
But God is never deceived.
但是神从来不欺骗人。
We trust him.
我们要信靠他。
In spite of how things look so bad sometimes.
有时候你们看见这个事情看上去很糟糕。
Because our vision is limited, but his vision is unlimited.
但是实际上事情是不一样的，因为我们的眼光是有限的，但是神的眼光是无限的。
Palm Sunday described by Matthew was the fulfillment of several Old Testament prophecies.
这个棕榈树那个主日在马太福音中所描写的是实现了旧约中的好几个预言。
Matthew describes these events of Palm Sunday and we'll read them with the Old Testament side by side.We'll see amazing revelation from God.
这个马太福音所描写的这个棕榈树主日，我们一起来看一下这个棕榈树主日和旧约中的所说的预言，一一对照一下，我们看神的作为是多么的奇妙。
Jesus riding in the Jerusalem on a colt is fulfillment of Zechariah.
进耶路撒冷所骑的那个驴驹是撒迦利亚书里面所预言的。
The people praising God were using the words from Psalm, the Old Testament.
那些众人赞美神的话语是从诗篇那个里面所预言的。
And then Matthew tells us that Jesus went to the temple.
马太福音告诉我们，耶稣到了圣殿里面。
It says that Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers.And the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, The scriptures declare my temple will be called the house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱人的桌子和卖鸽子人的凳子，对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
So, these are words also.Prophesied in Isaiah.
这些字语也是在以赛亚书预言的。
I will accept their burnt offerings and sacrifices because my temple will be called the house of prayer for all nations.
因为他们的我使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐，他们的欢祭和平安祭在我的坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。以赛亚书是这样预言的。
And long before that time, Jeremiah in chapter 7 said this about their hearts and the temple. Don't you yourselves admit that this temple, which bears my name, has become a den of thieves? Surely I see all the evil going on there. I, the Lord, have spoken.
在这个以赛亚书在以赛亚书前面的好几个世纪，耶利米书也是这样预言的，在七章十一节，他说：“这称为我名下的殿，在你们的眼中，岂可看为贼窝呢？我都看见了。”这是耶和华说的。
And then Matthew recorded the words of the children in the temple. He says, "The leading priests and the teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the children in the temple shouting, 'Praise God for the Son of David!'" But the leaders were indignant.
就是在马太福音中这样记载，祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事，又见小孩子在殿里喊着说，何塞纳归于那大卫的子孙，就甚恼怒。
The psalmist wrote in Psalm 8, You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you.
在诗篇八章中这样记载，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的人口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
So Jesus coming to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday is the same as Jesus wanting to come into my heart and your heart today.
耶稣那个时候在棕榈叶的那个主日来到了耶路撒冷，就像耶稣今天愿意进入你和我的心中一样。
Because when he entered Jerusalem, the first thing he did was go to the heart of the city, which is the temple. Jesus wants to come into our hearts today.
因为耶稣基督做的那个棕榈叶早晨去做的第一件事情就是进入了圣殿。今天耶稣基督也是要到我们心中来清洁我们的心。
But if we say, praise him and save us today, we must not crucify him again the next day with our sins.
今天我们说救我们清除我们的罪，但是我们绝不能过几天就说把他钉死。
When I sin, it is as if I'm putting Jesus back on the cross again.
如果我们再犯罪的话，就是等同于把耶稣基督再钉十字架。
What did Jesus do in the temple? He purified it and he wanted to make it a house of prayer. Jesus wants to purify our hearts and make it a house of prayer also.
耶稣基督在圣殿里做了什么呢？就是清洁这个圣殿，使它变成一个祷告的殿。耶稣基督到我们心中来的要做什么呢？也是一样，要清洁我们的心，让我们能够祷告，能够赞美他。
And if Jesus is truly living in my heart, I cannot stop from praising him like the children did in the temple.
如果是耶稣基督真的是活在我心中的话，我们就会像当初的那些儿童一样，是不止住的要赞美神。
Let us welcome Jesus the way they did on Palm Sunday.
让我们像棕榈树主日那样来欢迎主耶稣基督到我们心中来。
Let him really live in our hearts.
让主耶稣基督真的住在我们心中。
Let us not be able to help praising him every day.
让我们能够不止住的，能够让我们真的是不止住的能够赞美耶稣基督。
Now Palm Sunday is described in all four Gospels.
这个棕榈树日在 四个福音书中都有描述。
But John included a detail that Matthew did not.
但是约翰福音中描写的比这个马太福音更详细。
John says, some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, Sir, we want to meet Jesus.
约翰福音中这样描述，那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利伯萨大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
I take this to mean that we shouldn't be part of the crowd. We should want to meet Jesus personally.
这个就是我愿意我是这样愿意的，我们要去见耶稣的话，就要是自己去见他，而不是随着大众去见耶稣。
Because you can follow the crowd so easily and go wrong.
因为这个跟随大众的心态，能够就有可能不小心就会走丢失了。
Now, during the years I was in advertising, they always use this way to convince people to buy stuff. They say 200,000 people can't be wrong. They all got iPhones. You should get iPhone.
以前呢是这样做是这样做广告的，外面是这样做广告的，就是说有200,000人已经买了这个 iPhone 了，所以你买这个 iPhone 是也不会错的。
In other words, they're saying, can 20,000 people be wrong? And the answer is yes, 20,000 people can be wrong.
就是这个言下之意就是说那200,000人有可能犯错吗？但实际上那200,000人有可能都错了。
Jesus came as a suffering servant, but when he comes back again, he will be the judge.
当耶稣基督来的时候，他是一个以奴仆的形象来的。他再来的时候，他有可能以法官的形象来。
Don't be deceived by his appearance on Palm Sunday.
不要被这个棕榈树日耶稣基督的形象所骗了。
When he comes back, it's not going to be on a donkey next time.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，他就不会在一个驴驹上来了。
Not long ago, Obama went to London.
不久以前，那个奥巴马总统去伦敦。
200 Secret Service staff protected him, along with a medical team of 6 doctors and I don't know how many nurses.
然后又有200个保安，还有6个医生，还有不知道多少的护士在那个地方保护着奥巴马。
More than 500 officials and staff with heavy equipment came along with the president to England.
差不多有500个官员，还有各种侍从，有了很多这个重型的设备，和奥巴马一起去了伦敦。
They airlifted armored limousines and helicopters, and then the car they called the Beast.
他们那时候就是用直升机啊，用飞机啊，用空运了一些很多的设备，也最重要的就是那个总统的坐车。这个坐车的别名呢，就叫野兽。
The president's plane is called Air Force One.
那个总统的坐机呢，就是空军一号。
This one is called Cadillac One.
这个就叫卡迪拉克一号。
The car that thinks it is a tank.
这个车呢，就把自己当作是一个坦克。
It is like a tank.
这个就像一个坦克一样。
The doors are 8 inches thick with 3 kinds of metal in it.
这个门呢，差不多有8寸厚，有3种金属在里面。
The glass is impervious to armor-piercing bullets.
这个玻璃呢是防弹玻璃，这个防弹很厉害，这个是用军用的，这个子弹也是打不透的。
They have a blood bank in the car with Obama's blood type.
他们在车里面呢也有一个奥巴马的这个血浆。
It has night vision cameras so that even without lights, the driver can see.
就是还有红外线的夜视仪，就是外面完全没有灯，这个司机也可以看见外面。
All kinds of incredible technology.
就是各种各样不可想象的这种技术科技在里面。
A reporter in England says he comes as though he is the Messiah.
这个英国的记者就是这样说的。那个奥巴马来呢，就把当他就以为自己就是弥赛亚。
Riding his beast.
然后呢，就驾着他这个野兽牌车来了。
But don't be deceived by appearances.
但是大家不要被这个外表所欺骗。
Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣才是弥赛亚。
Jesus of Nazareth is the only Messiah.
拿撒勒人耶稣才是真的弥赛亚。
Riding in that car doesn't make you the Messiah.
坐在那个车里呢，并不使你变成了一个弥赛亚。
Don't be deceived by the appearance of power or authority like the Pharisees.
不要被那些那个权势和他的外表，就像那些法利赛人所拥有的所欺骗。
So what is your attitude towards Jesus today?
所以今天对大家对耶稣基督的态度是什么呢？
There is a legend about an ancient village in Spain.
以前呢有一个传说呢，这个就是传说是有发生在一个西班牙古代有一个村落里面。
The villagers learned that the king was going to visit them.
那个村里的那个村民呢，听说呢那个国王呢要来拜访，要来参观他们的村子。
In 1,000 years, no king had ever come to see them.
差不多有1000年呢，没有国王到他们村子来过了。
So the people were really excited.
那些村民呢就很激动。
We must have a great welcome celebration, they decided.
我们要有一个大的庆祝仪式。
But they were a poor village and they didn't have many resources.
但他们的村很穷。
So they came up with an idea.
他们没有什么东西，所以他们有一个主意。
These people make their own wine.
那些人呢是自己做葡萄酒的。
So they wanted everyone to make their best wine and bring it to the town square and pour it into this huge vat.
他们就叫所有的村民呢，大家都做各家做各家的葡萄酒，然后带到村子里面一个大的一个容器里面呢，就是把这个葡萄酒呢倒进去。
They will offer it to the king and he will be honored and it will be the best tasting wine he ever had.
他们就是要把这个荣耀献给他的国王，大家就要带这个葡萄酒来，就是给一个国王最好的礼物。
So the day before the king arrived, they all climbed up these steps to the top of the vat and then poured all their wine into it. One cup at a time.
在国王来之前的一天，那些所有的人呢，就村民呢，都到这个大的巨大的这个容器面前，然后要爬到这个用梯子爬到这个容器口，把他们的葡萄酒一杯一家倒一杯的倒进去。
Finally, the king arrived.
最后那个国王来了。
They gave him a silver cup, the only silver cup they have in the village.
他们给这个国王一个银做的杯子，这个银做的杯子是村里唯一的银杯子。
And they invited him to taste the wine they made in his honor.
他们邀请这个国王来尝试一下这个葡萄酒。
The king placed the cup under the spigot and filled up his wine goblet.
这个国王就到了这个这个容器的边上，有一个就是有个管子那里，他打开了那个容器，填满了杯子。
When he drank it, he had a strange expression on his face.
他在喝的时候，他脸上有一个奇怪的表情。
Because it was nothing more than water.
所以这就是这个尝起来的味道呢，就像一个水一样。
How did that happen?
那是怎样发生的呢？
Every villager told himself.
那村里每一个村民都对他们自己说，
I will keep my best wine and just substitute it with water.
我要把我的最好的葡萄酒给藏起来，我用水来代替。
With so many cups of wine in the vat, they will never notice.
在这个容器里面有那么多杯的葡萄酒，他们一定不会注意的。
But the problem was everyone thought the same thing.
但是情况，这个糟糕事情就是每个人都是这样想的话。
And the king was greatly dishonored and insulted.
那个国王就是大大的不受尊重，还受了这个打击。
Be the first king to come in 1,000 years, they gave him water to drink.
这个国王是1000年来第一个到他们村的国王，但是他们给他水来喝。
Palm Sunday is about the day when the King of Kings was welcomed and honored by Israel.
这个棕榈树主夜就是王中的王来到这个耶路撒冷被他们欢迎。
We read that they waved branches, they threw their clothing on the floor, on the ground.
那天他们挥舞这个棕榈叶，然后把他们的衣服丢在地上。
But at the crucifixion, nobody could be found. None of those people were there.
但是过几天，耶稣钉十字架的时候，那些人都不见了，一个也不见了。
Because even the disciples weren't there except for John.
甚至不单那些众人不见了，那些耶稣的门徒也都不见了，只有约翰还在那里。
Because they wanted a political king, not a spiritual king.
他们要的是一个政治上的王，而不是一个这个灵上的王，圣灵上的王。
And you know what's funny? The Pharisees should have known better. They knew he was the Messiah.
但是大家知道这个比较可笑的事情，因为那些法利赛人应该知道的更清楚，因为法利赛人知道他是弥赛亚。
They didn't care about him being a political king. They were worried that he would become the spiritual king and take people away from them.
他们并不担心这个耶稣成为一个成为世上的王，把那些人带走。他们倒是要担心耶稣变成一个灵上的王，然后把这些众人从他们边上带走。
That's why they wanted to kill Jesus.
这就是那些法利赛人想要杀耶稣的理由。
Because if he truly became their spiritual king, they would lose their influence in Israel.
因为耶稣基督如果真的变成了一个灵上的王的话，他们就会失去，这些法利赛人就会失去对众人的影响。
Because the Pharisees have constructed a religion of works and no faith.
因为那个法利赛人在那里已经建立了一个宗教，那些宗教就是有形式的宗教，但是没有实质的。
So let me end with this very interesting event during Holy Week.
让我在这里用一个很有趣的一个事情来结束今天的这个圣洁的一周。
During the final week of Jesus' life on earth, an incredible thing happened.
在耶稣基督在世上的最后一周的时间里，有一件很奇妙的事，不可思议的事情发生了。
Jesus performed his only destructive miracle.
耶稣就在那个最后一周内，行了一件神迹。这件神迹是唯一一件他所行的，就是毁坏的神迹。
What does it say here? It says, "Then he returned to Bethany, where he stayed overnight. In the morning, as Jesus was returning to Jerusalem, he was hungry, and he noticed a fig tree beside the road. He went over to see if there were any figs, but there were only leaves. Then he said to it, 'May you never bear fruit again.' And immediately the fig tree withered up." It's here.
It's okay.Okay. 于是耶稣离开他们，出城到伯大尼去，在那里住宿。早晨回城的时候，他饿了，看见路旁有一棵无花果树，就走到跟前，在树上找不着什么，不过有叶子，就对树说：“从今以后，你永不结果子。”那无花果树就立刻枯干了。
The tree that does not bear fruit will be destroyed, God says.
神说，如果这棵树不结果子的话，就是需要枯干的。
The description of the temple cleansing and the barren fig tree teach us the same lesson today.
那个在圣经上所描述的，那这个圣殿的洁净和这个使那棵无花树果树枯萎，告诉我们同样的道理。
No one can deceive God with their appearance.
没有人能够用外表来欺骗神。
The fig tree appeared to be mature, full of leaves, but had no fruit.
那个无花果树看上去是很成熟，有完全全的各充满了叶子，但是它没有果实。
It looked promising from a distance, but when you get close to it, you know you've been deceived because there's no fruit.
看远处看它是很好的东西，但是你走近的话，你就会发现它没有果实，你被欺骗了。
Jesus destroyed this tree as a warning to us.
耶稣基督在那里使这棵树枯萎，就是对我们今天一个警告。
This is for me and for you. God hates hypocrites.
这个也是对你对我都是神都是这样说的，神讨厌不喜欢这个表里不一的人。
God doesn't care if we come to church with a nice suit and nice tie. He doesn't care.
神并不在意我们今天到教会来穿的整整齐齐的，有一个很好的西服，有一个很好的领带。那个神并不在意这些事情。
Yes, it is out of respect, but it's for you, so that I will be appearing neat and respectful. But God wouldn't mind if I came in shorts. You would mind.
对别人来说，你到教会来穿得整整齐齐是别人的尊重，但是神并不会在意你外表的东西，即使你穿着短裤短袖来，神也不会在意。
It is our heart that he cares about, but of course we also want to match our actions with our heart. That is the key of not being a hypocrite.
是我们的心在对神来说是最重要的，所以我们的心和我们的行为必须一致，因为神最看重的就是我们是不是这个表里不一致的人。
I am a hypocrite when what I say doesn't match what is in my heart.
如果我口里所说的和我实际上所行的不一致的话，我就是这个表里不一的人。
And these two things happen right next to each other. He cleansed the temple because those people looked like they cared to be in the temple, but they were only there for their own benefit.
这两个图画是连接在一起的。那些人在圣殿里面好像是看上去很虔诚，但是他们是在那里表里不一的。
They were cheating people in the house of God.
他们在那个圣殿里面欺骗神属神的人。
So both these lessons remind us not to deceive God because we cannot deceive God.
这些两个事情都告诉我们，我们不要欺骗神，因为我们不应该欺骗神。
We can convince other people that we are following Jesus.
我们可以说服其他的人说我们是跟从耶稣基督的。
We might even convince some people that we love Jesus.
我们也甚至可以说服其他一些人说我们爱耶稣。
But only Jesus knows.
但是只有耶稣基督知道。
I really believe that as I follow Jesus more faithfully, He gives me peace.
因为我们知道，只有当我们跟从耶稣基督更多的时候，我们会心里感到耶稣基督给我们的平安也更多。
I know before I met Christ, I would be so angry that one thing happens after another. First a fire, then maybe a flood.
我知道，如果我没有跟随耶稣基督之前的话，我会对现在的事情可能一定是很愤怒，因为先是着了火，现在我们家里又漏水了。
You trust God, you pray, He gives you peace.
你信靠神的话，你在那里祷告，神会给你平安。
It is not enough to appear to follow Christ.
对，在表面上，跟从耶稣基督是不够的。
Like the barren fig tree, Jesus is angry.
就像那个就是那个不结果子的无花果树，耶稣基督是很生气这个事情的。
Unless we bear fruit.
只有我们有结果子，耶稣基督才会满意。
We are fooling ourselves, but not fooling God.
不然的话，我们就是在自己欺骗自己，而不是欺骗神了。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you on Palm Sunday.
主啊，我们谢谢你，今天我们是棕榈的主日。
Because it's a day full of grace and love.
今天是充满了喜乐。
Because you came for sinners like us.
因为你到我们罪人中间来。
You already knew you would end up on the cross.
你已经知道你最后会上十字架。
But you went into Jerusalem anyway.
但是你还是去了耶路撒冷。
And you accepted their praise and their worship.
你接受了他们的赞美和敬拜。
Even though it was so short-lived.
即使那个赞美和敬拜只是很短的时间。
Help us not to be like them.
帮助我们不要向那些人学。
Help us not to demand things from you, and when we don't get it, we become angry with you.
让我们不要在那里问你要东西，如果没有得着的话，我们就是在那里生气。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.